At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we have got a great 3 hours for you. So not keep true. It locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. You won't be sorry. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's up, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. My mother, who never listens to the show, is sitting here with me.
Oh, she never misses the
iCup. She's looking at me like, yeah, she never misses the iCup. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. Because I guess she didn't know that I would always do the
yeah. She said, that sounds like a nightmare when you were seven in bed, screaming in bed, you know,
right,
where you
right.
got some monsters in the closet or under the bed.
Absolutely. How was your weekend?
Man, it was good. Tiring. I know I sound a little verklempt. Feel a little tired.
Using those $8 words.
You know, a little verklempt. But I'm all right. I'm here. You know me. It takes a lot to get me off the Odd Couple. So I feel okay. Not great, but okay.
You sound fine.
Yes, it sound okay, Alex. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right,
yeah,
good.
You sound fine.
Yeah, so it was a great weekend in Phoenix. You know, I'd gone there for a spring training game, the Dodgers. Of course, that didn't happen. So I just caught up with some friends and ate. Still on my diet, though, Chris. The first week, 6 pounds. Very
okay.
Nice. Yeah, first
okay.
week.
Good.
Yeah, I can
good.
Do it. You know I can do it when
you
I want to.
You can do it. You could have stopped shopping, too, but... That's a story for another day.
I couldn't help it.
So now are you still trying to do it? No shopping?
Or no, I'm trying to limit.
The whole thing is off. It's like you'll limit it, but you're not.
I'll just limit it, but I'm not going to say if I see something I really want.
That's what happens.
Yeah, it is.
That's why when you break a barrier, people, this is good knowledge for life. When you do something you aren't supposed to do, it becomes easier to do it the next time.
Right.
Easier the next time. You know what I mean?
It's like if you were not smoking or you were trying to quit and then you sneak a cigarette.
Yep.
Like, it's all done. Like, you can't.
Absolutely.
You'll be like, it's just one. I'll get one tonight.
Then next
after.
Time it's easier.
Exactly. Yep. No doubt.
So, okay. All right, good. Well, look, we have been getting some legendary guests lately for Celebrity Corner. And we have another one coming on.
Do we have
today.
A new booker, a new producer? What's going on?
I got to be honest. I'm getting a lot of brothers.
Nothing, know? Alex? Nothing?
I'm getting a lot of brothers.
Everything not funny.
All right.
Good relationships and, you know, bringing dudes on the Odd Couple. People want to be on the Odd Couple. So at the bottom of this hour, we will have a hip-hop legend. That's your hint.
Wow.
He's a hip-hop legend who will, and I mean legend. I'm not using that word loosely. He will join us at the bottom of the hour, and we'll have some fun. All right, we got DJ Alex Heischer, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos, super producer Rob G in full effect, and on the updates, our man Steve DeSager. Rob, it's obvious what the lead is today. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The NFL has suspended Calvin Ridley, the wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, for all of next season, at least, it could be longer, for gambling on NFL games. Now, here's what the story says, all the stories, that when he was away from the team, remember he went away, he had a non-football injury. And
yeah, mental health.
Mental health issues. And while he was away, during a five-game stretch in November, the league is saying he gambled on games. Not on Falcons games. According to them, you know,
I thought the Falcons game was in one of them. No, in a parlay.
It was a parlay. Oh no, you're right. It did include the Falcons to win. You're right.
That was a big thing.
It was a parlay. Yeah. And the Falcons were included in that. He bet on them to win, but they weren't included.
But it still was included in a parlay.
Right.
That's just remember that point. That's what we want to talk about. Remember
and he said on Twitter after the suspension, apparently he cooperated with the league, and he tweeted this out, Rob, that he bet $1,500 total, and he said, I don't have a gambling problem. So there you have it. What are your thoughts?
All right, I'm the different guy in the room. I think the NFL should allow players to gamble on football.
Wow.
I know, Chris, people
that
are going to say,
like, totally
I'm crazy.
The grain.
Right. But I do believe this because as we go forward, here's the problem I have. The NFL is in bed with gambling. Come on, stop. They're in bed. It's all out there, Chris. It's legal in a lot of states. Your fans can bet. They're talking about having gambling apparatuses in the stadiums eventually, right? You could bet during the game, all kinds of stuff. And all I'm saying is you can't be against gambling but take the gambling house's money. You can't. It's either
I don't think they're against gambling.
No, but
they're
what I'm saying,
players and coaches and executives gambling.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. It's still, and here's my issue. I know people say, well, players can't gamble. They already have. I want it to be, Chris, above board. Players can gamble as long as they don't gamble on their own team.
If you even get to win, you can't even bet on
nope,
your team.
Nope, not to win. Nothing. As long as you stay away from your own team, I'm cool with that. If you have a bye and or whatever, I'm just saying, you have a bye, you're not even playing that Sunday, and I want to put down a couple of shekels on Green Bay and Kansas City and the Chargers in a parlay, and I'm not playing, I don't see where there's an issue. If you're giving out inside information to people, if you're doing gambling on your own team, and then you come down hard on those people. So as we go forward, Chris, when plays are made or not made, people are going to be like, did he bet on this game? Did you see that?
Well, why do you think? I don't think that, though.
I think as you go forward, because it was the same way after the Tim Donaghy in the NBA. People started going, the referees. I'm not saying that it's all happening.
But Donaghy was definitely cheating and influencing games.
I just think make it above board so that people aren't in the slippery slope and then they don't have to hide it. You know, keep standards, Chris. Have put together a gambling task force who's working with casinos and looking for bets, looking for money coming from players, you know, and police it. And this way you can just say gambling's a thing that's legal now in most states in the United States and eventually will be in all states. And as long as they don't cheat or bet on their team, and when I mean cheat, give up information to other people or whatever, then because
you mean like players on other teams?
No, yeah.
Because that's one of the fears is that players and obviously executives, coaches, et cetera,
no, you
have
can't
inside you, information.
You can't exchange information at all. That would be you can't. You can't call your friend who plays for the Dolphins and say, hey, you know what? Ryan's not playing. He's really hurt. And I know the spread's is the same and they don't know and they got him as doubtful or whatever. I'm telling you, he ain't playing. We're gonna lose this game. Or whatever. Those kind of conversations can't happen. But I believe, Chris, the NFL's in bed with gambling, and they might as well police the players, make everything above board, and stop playing this game. Because, Chris, people will gamble on football, including football players. And do you want a mess of guys getting busted, guys getting suspended for a year? That's what you. And then every story, big stories, will be about some player getting busted, and that'll overtake what you're talking about. And you don't want that. You don't want that. That's me.
Yeah, I mean, my gut feeling is I'm against that, but I'm not going to totally dismiss what you said out of hand just because, you know, we've all been conditioned to just feel like you shouldn't allow athletes or anyone affiliated with teams and sports to gamble, which I get. I think I'm fine with this one-year suspension. Some might say, oh, we only bet $1,500. But I think they need to send a message. Right now, the rule is you can't gamble. And so they need to send a message, a harsh message, so that other players are like, man, I'm not, you know, ruining my season, losing a season of my career because I bet $1,500, $2,000, $50,000, whatever it is. It's not going to be comparable to your salary. So I'm fine with the year-long suspension. Like I said, my gut, I wouldn't say let's have players gamble. I don't have a problem with the league, you know, being partners with gambling. We just understand everybody can't do certain things. If you're a player in the league for the integrity of the game and just being a player, just being a coach, just being an executive, you do have inside information that fans – and everybody else betting doesn't have.
Let me
it's
say
as
this
simple as that. Even about
quick.
Opponents. Even about opponents, you'll have it.
Because
I do feel, here's what I'll say before you go, Rob. I do agree with you that not so much because the league is in bed with gambling, although that's a factor. I think just the fact that society now is so much more open to gambling and is so much more accepted that athletes will be it can become part of their lifestyle, and then because it's part of their lifestyle, it can easily bleed over into the sport they play. So that's where I think the NFL, that the challenge is at. It's not just that this sport in the NFL is in bed with gambling. I just think these guys live in society. Society is more open to it. They've got a ton of money. They may want the thrill of gambling. And so that's what's tempting to the athlete.
And all I'm going to say is, I see on Twitter people saying, why would you risk an $11 million contract on betting $1,500? Chris, every gambling commercial has a thing about, if you have a problem with gambling, you know, call this number. In this state, call this number. In this state, because it becomes one of those things that's very contagious and people can't stop. And people will bet their mortgage money and all kinds of stuff.
Addictive.
Thinking, yes, it's very addictive. And all I'm saying is, I think the NFL should get ahead of this, not worry about it going forward. And once you let players know, do not give up information. And if you gamble on your own team, it's a wrap.
If they're going to follow that rule, why wouldn't they follow the rule? Just no gambling, period. If we find out you're gambling on any NFL games, you're suspended for the year. If it hits a certain threat, second time, you're out, you're not coming back. Like, what about that?
Chris, let me ask you a question. Just one question. You think Ridley's the only guy who gambled on football?
I don't know.
No, I'm asking you. I'm just
not,
asking
but
you.
But I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea.
Okay.
But probably
saying,
not. But who knows?
I'm saying it's going on already.
It's speculation.
It's going on already.
It's speculation.
And
you don't
more
know that.
And as more states open up.
I mean, we assume that, but that's speculation.
I feel good about my guess.
Okay, but that's not a fact. That's not a fact.
I didn't say it was a fact, but I believe it. I believe that others, that one guy is betting on football? No, because there was a player in 2019. What was his name? Crowder or who got busted too?
Right. But I agree with you. If it becomes a ton of players and every few months a player is being busted, several players a year, then you're right in that the game, people will start questioning certain plays and stuff. But if not, you know, dude's got to be smart. If I'm making all this money, I mean, there are a lot of temptations in life. Don't do it. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Rob Parker says gambling should be legal in the NFL. Are you in agreement with that? Your turn to weigh in, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
All right, you are tuned in to The Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Rob Parker thinks the NFL should legalize gambling for players, obviously not on your own team, but around the league. Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Christian in Utah. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Christian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Happy Monday.
Yes, sir. Yep, happy Magic City Monday. Yes, sir.
So I think in this case, Calvin Ridley was rightfully suspended because what he did was basically insider trading. So he had knowledge and information that right. the public didn't have privy to. But I think in the future, the NFL should look into opening up like a players-only betting channel where there's limits on how much they can bet and they can go one-on-one against other players. Kind of stuff like that, but with limitations so that nothing gets totally out of hand, especially when it's their own sport.
I think the thing is, the thing is, you know, human nature is always to, if there's a barrier, there's always a temptation to cross that barrier. even if you set it up with players like that, you know what I'm saying, Rob? There's going to be the temptation more than the limit or to bet with people outside of that group or whatever it may be. But that's true now, because they don't let you bet. So it is what it is. I think
you want to police yourself and get in front of this, Chris, so that you don't have some scandal like a team and four players or five players are caught. And then they're all suspended for a year. I mean, it will mess up.
A guy being suspended for a year, though, off of a $1,500 bet, that should be a deterrent to some guys.
I don't think so. Rodney, in Richmond, Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple.
All the money they making?
Fox Sports Radio.
Just because you're addicted now with Chef.
No, but it can be addictive. Even
of course
the
it
amount
can,
of money.
But so a lot of stuff can be addictive.
What's all up, right, Rodney?
What's up, Rodney?
Odd Couple, giving them the business out there.
Yes, all day.
What's up, brother?
All day, man. Hey, to piggyback on what you were saying, Chris, about that, I think we call it a slippery slope.
Yeah.
It is. You give them an inch, you get two. You give them two, yeah. They get 3 inches. And so I think you want to be careful with that. And it's like, you know, if you call into a radio show to try to win a contest, you win the contest, but you or a family member works for the radio show is a conflict of interest. You can't win the prize. So I think the NFL is just trying to be careful. But I think a whole year is a little too much. I think they're probably going to end up coming down off of that a little bit.
Well, they're going to try to obviously appeal it. But I just think you're right. For $1,500, it seems harsh, but I think it needs to be. Because I think there needs to be a real deterrent. And these guys are making money where, you know, I get it. Like Rob said, yeah, I get it. It's a temptation and it's an addiction. But
and let me
life
say this.
Is full of those.
One of the greatest hitters in the history of baseball, Chris, you know this because you've covered baseball. The biggest sign in the clubhouse is about gambling, right? You're
right.
Banned for life. It's the biggest sign, guys. Like, you can't miss it. And Pete Rose, despite his unbelievable career, couldn't help himself. And they got all the betting slips, Chris, and all the other stuff that goes with it. I'm just saying there's a temptation. And if Pete Rose could give up the chance.
That doesn't mean we should do it, though.
No, Rob. I'm not saying that. Talking about the strength of a temptation is what I'm saying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And especially now, like, can you imagine Pete Rose playing now, Chris, with illegal gambling? Do you know? Like before, that was through a bookie.
Yeah, but again, it's. I mean, life is full of temptations, choices. Heck, I was tempted to cheat in school on tests. Should the teacher say, let's allow cheating because the students are doing it anyway?
Nope. Hey, Drew, you got 1 minute. Drew in New Jersey on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. 1 minute.
I think the NFL is a bunch of hypocrites because you have incentive contracts, which to me is betting on yourself. I think if you allow incentive contracts, then there's no difference between a player saying, hey, I'm going to bet on myself in a game. I can get 100 yards. You're already doing that with a contract with incentive late contracts.
That's a good point.
Nah,
Drew.
There's a difference. Come on. There's
what, if the line is 100 yards?
What if you bet on your team to lose? Or that's the difference. In your contract, there's an incentive.
No, but what I'm laying out,
produce.
You can't bet on your team, Drew. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
All right, we got Steve DeSager with the update, and then we're getting to a special edition of Celebrity Corner.
I bet on Steve DeSager every night that he's not going to flub like some of the other sports anchors.
Hey.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, my God.
Time now. For the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, our next guest is a hip-hop legend, one of the best to ever grab the mic. Also an actor, producer, founder of a basketball league that is doing tremendously. We welcome in our man Ice Cube. What's up, brother?
Yo.
Yeah, what's happening with you? How you doing?
We good, man. It's great to have you on the air for sure. Look, we're going to bring you into a conversation Rob and I were just having. Quickly want your thoughts. You may have seen now Calvin Ridley, the wide receiver for the Falcons, was suspended
for
his next season.
Right.
Because of gambling. He gambled on some games. Rob thinks they should make gambling legal for players. Now, you obviously couldn't bet on your own team.
And you
but
can't
that
share
she should
information.
Be in the bet around the league. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't like it. You know, I think, you know, you dudes just playing. You know, y'all making y'all money playing. You know, leave it at that. If you want to bet on a whole nother sport. I don't mind that. But betting on your own sport, I'm not with that.
See, here's my issue. Is that they're already, like I don't have the numbers, but – Ridley's not the only guy betting on football. They've already had two suspensions with two guys, another guy in 2019. My point is, make it above board because the league is in bed with gambling. Just make it above board and monitor it so that you don't get players caught in this web. You know how addictive gambling is.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it got to be a line. You got to draw a line. You know, I don't think players need to be gambling on the sport that they're playing, you know, because, you know, you say, all right, you can bet on this. You can bet on other teams. You can't bet on your team. And then you find out a guy's betting on his own games. so, you know, right back where you started. So the end of the day, I'm like, bet you could bet on any other sport but your own.
Yeah, I'm with you. I lean more with you, Cube. Look, we saw the Rams just won the Super Bowl. And, you know, look, the parade wasn't really all that well attended. Let's put it that way. Where are you? I mean, we all remember.
Nothing's been that well attended, you know, lately in the last 2 years.
It was pretty sparse. We all have images of you and NWA with the Raiders caps and all that. I mean, where are you at? It seems like the city is still more pro Raiders than pro Rams. Is that fair? Are you a Raiders fan? You know, how did you guys in LA? I mean, the Rams were in LA when we were growing up. But why were you guys more, and why do you think the city seems to be more with the Raiders than the Rams, even to this day to some extent?
Well, I mean, I just think you got more diehard Raider fans in L.A. You know, but that being said, I don't think the Rams did a great job to promote the parade. You know, they kind of snuck it in a way. I didn't even know it was happening. So, you know, I just think they could have did a better job at trying to pump the city up to come out. But I think the city, you know, we hadn't had a football team here in 20 years, so people start liking other teams, not just the Raiders, but people start liking teams all over the country, because when you don't have a team, they show you every game. So that's pretty much what happened. And, you know, in L.A., you got a lot of transplants. You got a lot of people from other parts of the country moving here. So they got the teams that they, you know, left or grew up on. So, you know, L.A. is kind of a different animal. But I think, you know, with this championship, they gained a lot more fans. So, you know, next year I think it's just going to, you know, the fever of the Rams is going to pick up.
I was going to ask you about the Lakers. We know LeBron had the big game Saturday night against the Warriors. You know, spectacular. People were thrilled, but the Lakers have really.
I mean, if he has to score 56 points to win at prime, right. You know, it's like, how many of them can we count on?
That's what I'm saying. That's the part that's so scary that he had to have a night like that to win.
Yeah, it is scary. You know, we got a lot of rich dudes on our team, man, you know, and they're chilling
a little
bit, you know. It's like when you got so many good players, you might come out and say, well, you know, it's going to be his night or I'm going to take it easy. And, you know, I don't think we could do that. You know, at the end of the day, everybody got to just play. They got to play hard. They got to play like, you know, they think they're going to lose from the tip. And so they can't just wait till they get to the fourth quarter and then start trying to play hard.
Now, Cube, you, of course, founded a basketball league, 3-on-3, called the Big Three. This will be your fifth season. It starts June 18th. And I saw a tweet of yours last month when the XFL and the NFL announced that they were collaborating on some things. And you would like to do that with the NBA. Tell us what kind of things you think, you know, the Big Three in the NBA could partner on, and if there's any traction yet on anything like that.
Well, you know, I just think it's great that the NFL and the XFL that's ran by The Rock can work out a deal. You know, why can't the NBA and the Big Three ran by Ice Cube? You know, what's the issue? I think there's definitely room, you know, we're a complementary league. We don't start till after the finals and we end right before the NFL. So, you know, it's real competitive basketball in the summer. I know the NBA has the summer league, you know, but after the first few games, you know, those games are pretty much, you know, scrimmages. So, you know, this is real competition in the summer. 3-on-3 is bigger than 5-on-5 around the world. You know, so we have the biggest league in the world when it comes to 3-on-3. Best, I mean, I ain't gonna say the biggest, FIBA, you know, been around 40 years, but I'm just saying we have the best competition, best players. And, you know, they're plucking players from our league here and there, you know, for the NBA and the G League. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think our league is a great petri dish to try out things that they may implement in the NBA like they've done already with some of our, you know,
So what are some of the things they've taken? What are some of the things you've seen that they've taken from the big three?
Well, you know, I've seen them, you know, go from a 24-second shot clock, you know, on an out-of-bounds play that stays with the offense to a 14-second shot clock. That was ours when we started in 2017. So, to me, that was good. You know, we was first on mental health, CBD. You know, we was first on, you know, four-point shot. You know, they've taken our rules, you know, in the All-Star games, letting the guys pick their own players, going to a set limit. You know, I think they even went to 50 on some of the games this year, which is our benchmark. One-shot free throws, I believe they implemented that in the G League, although I'm not sure, you know, that should be implemented in the real NBA, but it's probably won't. But you know, I just think, you know, we're innovative. You know, we can move the game forward, which we are, you know, with or without the NBA. But, you know, it'd be nice to work together.
It seems natural because, I mean, obviously you got a lot of ex-NBA players. So it does seem like a natural. You playing in NBA arenas, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, and we've gotten younger, you know. So we got players as young as 22. So, you know, they may have overlooked some talent or just seeing guys being able to play the 3-on-3 game at a high level could, you know, open it up. We've had GMs and owners at our games, scouting, no doubt. So, you know.
Let me ask you this quickly, before you go. We got about a minute. What did you think? It was a big deal, the halftime show, you know, in L.A., Dr. Dre, Snoop, Kendrick Lamar, all them. What did you think of the show? And also, I mean, I know everybody's wondering, well, why wasn't Cube there? Why weren't you there, and what'd you think of the show?
I think the show was great. You know, I think everybody got busy, did what they were supposed to do. It was entertaining the whole way through. And, you know, it kept having surprises, so I just think it was a great show. You know, those was... Most of those artists was under Dre and had been under Dre from, you know, recently. And you know, I just think it was a situation where it wasn't enough spots. It just wasn't enough, you know, spots for everybody to be able to get a little just due. So, you know, I wasn't tripping. I always felt like when I do the Super Bowl, it's gonna be an Ice Cube show, so you know, I was happy to kick back and watch it and enjoy it, and you know, wait for my moment.
All right, man, I hear you on that. Well, thank you for joining us. Make sure y'all check out the Big Three this year, June 18th. Another great season, it's fifth year, and Cube, man, thank you. Keep hope alive on your Lakers. I know it's rough.
Don't worry
right
about
now,
it. You know. It's hard to play with all them rings on. They need to take some of them rings off. And maybe they can shoot the ball a little better. So,
all right. Well put. Well put. All right, brother. Yeah, thanks, man. Peace.
All right. No problem. Later.
All right. More iCouple coming your way. Shekel City is next. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. And look, real credit card questions require real people, folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Also, bracket season is right around the corner. We are hyped up. College basketball, March Madness, and of course, our coverage here on Fox Sports Radio is going to be powered by Indeed. If your hiring is heating up, not working though, well, Indeed's hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. So sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates on Indeed whose resumes match your job description to a T. Visit Indeed.com/credit. It is time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's coming. And Chris, we got a new wrinkle on Shekel City. We will now start keeping track every week of the winners and losers. So in the corner, it'll tell you what I've done that week, okay? So it'll just give you more of, rather than you guessing and say, did he win those games or did he lose?
What is your overall record? Do you know?
I don't have it, but we're going to start keeping track. Elijah's going to get that going tomorrow. But all right.
Doctorate.
Nah, I know. Elijah is
you
a,
got
as,
it. You know you
as
got
credible
it.
Of a person as you can have.
I'm
Am
not
I right?
talking about Elijah. I'm talking about
what?
You.
All right, that's
I'm
true.
Not worried about Elijah. And this Shekel City feels dark today.
Why is that?
I don't know, because you're talking about all the addictiveness of gambling but and
it is.
And how it hooks its teeth into you and won't let go. And I'm feeling like
hello.
It feels dark.
Is this on? I mean, you know.
You have gone like what? 10 straight weeks. 12 straight weeks gambling.
And I didn't gamble before.
Monday
you remember
Friday.
That?
I know. Be careful, my man. Be
yes.
careful.
All right,
I'm
here we go.
About you.
Mavericks at home hosting the Jazz. -2.5. I'm going to take the Mavericks. That's the best bet tonight. Warriors, Chris, are reeling. 2-8 in their last 10. And it's more than Draymond. Klay isn't Klay.
Klay's not, yeah.
Am I right, Chris? Klay's
not
Klay.
He's not. Wiggins, I think Wiggins, Rob, has trouble playing with expectations.
Now that he made an all-star team and all that,
ever since then, he's averaging like 14 points a game.
That's amazing. And he played great to start the year.
Yep.
So I got the Nuggets. The Warriors are in Denver. Nuggets -8. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And the last game, Chris, I know the Rockets just won a game, broke their long losing streak. I got the Rockets +16 at Miami. I know you look at that and go, oh, no, the Heat will run over the Rockets. They'll lose, Chris, but
plus
I don't 16. Think they'll lose by 16.
That's
a lot
that's
of
a lot
points.
Of points.
So
right.
There you go. Shekel City, Mavericks -2.5, Nuggets -8, and the Rockets +16. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right. That's our man, Rob, with Shekel City. Rob, speaking of NBA games, big game on Thursday. Ben Simmons will not play. It has now been announced, but he will attend the game with his teams. At least that's the report. And he will sit on the bench with the Nets. Now, I've got my doubts. But, you know, that's the report. I believe I know where it came from, so I trust in it. But I just really feel like, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. But I'm going to say this,
Rob. I
think it's
believable because he's not playing. And if he's not touching the ball.
Sure.
Yeah, it's believable. I think he'll be there because it's important. We talked about it. Let them get their boo birds off. Let them do their thing, Chris. You just have to. Do you want to do it now or in the playoffs in a big game? You know, like let them have their say. It doesn't mean that it's going to go away. But
no, right.
Thursday night will be the big night. So
well, I think if he indeed shows up, Rob, sits on the bench, I think that's a great step forward for the Nets. I really do. Like, I'd love to see him play. I don't know, is the back serious or whatever? I don't know. But just him being able to go into that environment, into that arena, even if he doesn't play, and take it, because he's going to get it, Rob, you know that. I think that'll be huge for him. And I think that will be, you know, obviously it's not the same as playing, but I think that will help him if he can indeed take it. And I think that's a good sign for the Nets if that happens.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, rather than hiding and staying in Brooklyn and not being a part, you got to be a part of the team at some point. So I think I like it. I like that he's at least going. He's not hiding in the back, Chris. He's going to be on the bench. And let's go from there. That's a start.
Yep. All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, we got 2 hours left here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.